Those that watch ABC News Breakfast, of course, unless you're listening into us, would know sports reporter Tony Armstrong. He's bringing A Dog's World with Tony Armstrong, a three-part series tonight on ABC TV and ABC iView. And he joins us this morning. How are you doing, Tony?
Craig, mate, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. I mean, obviously no Molly, but that's all right. She would have loved to have had a chat to you.
I'm very interested to know how you're going back there, because it can get pretty hectic hosting radio. How are you dealing? How are you dealing with it?
I'm doing okay. I think people would have noticed that. I'll say that much. So that's how this show's going. What about your show? For those that don't know, what's it all about?
Yeah, so I guess first off, you know, A Dog's World probably gives it away, but it's not necessarily just all fun. It's also about, I guess, the psychology and the evolution of dogs and the relationship between dogs and humans and how that's developed over the thousands of years since, I guess, dogs went from you know, being apex predators as wolves. To now, when they're you know, our docile little mates who get annoyed when we feed them the wrong thing at dinner.
That's so cool. And you've obviously got like the world's top canine researchers talking throughout this. Did you learn something through this process that stuck with you?
Yeah, I guess for me, the one like a lot of it was kind of, you know, like the confirmation bias or things that you thought were true but you had no proof. So for instance, I always suspected dogs were manipulating us just as much as we manipulate them. I always thought that. Now that's true. That is 100% true. You know, they're playing us. And sometimes I think they might be winning the battle, if I'm being honest. But I think as well, it's like even things like puppy dog eyes and things like that, like dogs learnt that was a behaviour that humans, that could help them manipulate humans. So the more dogs that could do puppy dog eyes, I guess the more likely they were to, you know, get that scrap of meat around the campfire back in the day, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, because, you know, the humans would be like, oh, isn't this guy cute, you know, after they've just taken down a huge, I don't know, whatever it is, woolly mammoth or whatever
it
is. And then they'll just, you know, and then they learnt that behaviour. Other dogs saw it, and then now it's like we've all seen a dog give us puppy dog eyes and you can't say no. Yeah. It's impossible.
I feel so played by my own dog at home. So for your role within this project, is it a lot of padded voice recording in the studios, or how different was the filming of the project to what you expected it to be when you read it on paper?
Yeah, so it was a bit of like being out there on the ground with dogs themselves, and then there was a bit of voiceover for like the overlay kind of stuff as well. Yeah. So basically it's more, I guess, comparing it, you know, introducing it, moving it along. But, you know, the real stars of the show are the dogs and the canine experts. I mean, they are fantastic. And what I was really pleased about with it was that, you know, they actually are bringing a genuine level of, you know, respected science to it all. So, you know, it's not necessarily colloquial, like, oh, I've heard that this works, I've heard that that works. It's like, no, these are all peer-reviewed studies. This is all stuff that's been proven to be true. And, you know, we can take this as gospel, and I was really pleased with that.
Nice. And I think you're the right personality to bring this across. And of course, you've mentioned in the past, and the internet is weirdly enamored with you, and you're not sure why. Do you think hanging out with dogs is going to affect that positively, negatively? What are you thinking?
Okay, now I think you've asked a question that you know the answer to. I mean, whilst I'm not. Here's the thing. I know exactly what is happening here. It's not going to do anything to make the internet less enamored with me. But it's definitely not something I feel comfortable with, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, like, it's odd, isn't it?
I just like doing the work itself. It's like a weird kind of thing that's fallen out of trying to be good at my job, I guess.
I wish that happened in every job, you know? It would be very nice.
Everyone would feel weird.
Yeah, that is true. Maybe we don't want that. Before we wrap up, let's do a quick fire breed ranking, or maybe you can just give us your thoughts. Golden Retriever?
Oh, well, it depends. Are you going to ask? Actually, Golden Retriever's right up there. Can I say Elite?
Yeah, go for it.
Elite.
What about a Jack Russell?
Mid-tier.
Yeah. Cavalier?
Ooh, in between Elite and mid-tier. above average.
Yeah, okay. What about a Beagle?
Above average.
A Pomeranian?
Average.
Okay, and what about anything ending in Oodle?
Average.
Yeah, you can't really go low-tier on any dog, I think. They're all great.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how do I say, my least favourite, but I still like them? How do I do that? Yeah.
There's nothing too low. It's A Dog's World with Tony Armstrong. It begins tonight, 8:30 on ABC TV and ABC iView. Tony, of course, you can catch him delivering the sport on News Breakfast on ABC TV as well, weekdays from 6 a.m. Thanks for your time this morning.
Nice, Craig, and push on through. You're nearly there.